Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack Peterson, and joining me this morning in the co-host's chair is Carrie Logan. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
It's nice to see you. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
It is Thursday, February 5th, the first Thursday in the month of February. My usual co-host, Jim Healy, is on, what is this, his third or fourth vacation of 2026?
The dude's retired and he's 80 now, so.
Okay. He's not with us this morning, but he's fine. He's out on one of his little trips, I guess.
And he did a great job with that food collection over at Super One. How many?
He did
1,500 pounds or something like that.
I think I should have that number in front of me. I wish I did. I'll see if I can pull it up. But yeah, it's something
in
that
range. That was very impressive.
Range.
Giving was very impressive. I was behind somebody in the line that day, and his entire cart was full of items just for the food bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Over 1,800 pounds.
Wow.
It was the result.
Wow.
Let's see here.
Very giving community here.
It was. 1,872 was the grand total of poundage. And yeah, it was the community. We'll talk about it when Jim's back. But I was pretty inspired to be there. I didn't know how, you go to Super One periodically and you see people taking donations.
Right.
And if you're just a shopper, maybe you give, maybe you don't, but you don't really have an idea of how many people are giving. But it was so many people.
It was.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, many people just have enough to throw something in.
Right.
And say, thank you for doing this. I was very impressed by
that. I was
that.
Too.
And yes, hats off to Jim Healy for kind of quarterbacking that one. It was his idea, and he put it all together, and I'm glad he did. Let's see, should we talk a little bit about the weather?
Well, sure.
Okay.
We're foggy San Francisco day that he's missing.
Yes. currently in the studio with us, by the way, is Dara Colison. Good morning, Dara. It's... Your title eludes me once again, but I know you have one.
Development and Community Engagement Coordinator for the festival at Sandpoint.
I think I would have gotten that.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're expecting Paul Gunter to walk through these doors at any moment. Probably have a great big cup of coffee in his hand, if I know Paul. Jim Healy apparently tuned in right now and tells us that we also had over $1,400 in monetary donations.
Wow.
Well, thanks, Jim, and thanks for listening. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the weather before we talk, before we make festival talk. And here we go. Weather is as follows. What was the question we had, by the way, about the avalanche? Remotely triggered.
Yeah, what's a remotely triggered avalanche?
We got to figure that out. I was guessing it's just no people around, but something else triggers it, which I guess could be an animal or could be sudden snowfall happening on top of it or wind or something happens that triggers it without somebody nearby. I bet somebody knows the answer to that. That's my best guess. Let's see here. Looking at today's forecast, if you're not up in the mountains, if you're here at our level, we have a high today of 50 degrees. It is very foggy right now, but mostly sunny, just like yesterday's the forecast. Tonight, low of 32, areas of fog continue. A high of 46 tomorrow, and the clouds will be rolling in. Looks like the sunny weather is coming to a close, but we don't have rain in the forecast for Friday or Friday night. On Saturday, though, there is a 30% chance of rain. The warm weather continues, high of 47. On Sunday, the big game is on Sunday.
The big game. Are you watching?
I suppose I am.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Not
Dara?
Yes, ma'am.
With will you be watching with great interest or watching because everybody has to watch the Super Bowl? It's a rule.
Food.
Food. Yep. Same. Same here.
I like footballs and food, so it's a twofer for me.
Okay. Do you cheer for the Seahawks?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I will also cheer for the Seahawks, even though I'm a 49ers fan.
Me too.
So that was a tough one for
that
me.
That was a horrible game. Yeah. Oh,
it was real hard.
Well, I'm sorry. But yeah, you got to cheer for the Seahawks. And if you're in this area, I wonder if there are any Patriot fans who listen to this radio station.
Oh,
they're everywhere.
There are a lot of them in town. Remember when Johnny Knight was over at the AM station?
KSPT.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a huge Patriots fan. Yeah. And there was a big following locally. His son, I think, still lives in town, and he's a big fake Patriots guy.
How nice it must be to be the fan of, like, the Patriots or the Yankees, and just periodically you just win, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, there's no question about it. Just like, whatever, a couple more years, we'll win again. You're never agonized over these losses. Like, I don't know. I'm from Minneapolis. All we know about is heartbreak.
My grandson is a huge Vikings fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have come to the conclusion that there is something cosmically wrong with the Minnesota Vikings, that they cannot win and the team should be destroyed. I don't know what it is, but I really do not think
it's
that
the
they
dome.
Can win. I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
They need to be outside.
Yeah. That's right. Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's interfering with the juju.
Yeah. The forecast continues rainy and kind of warmer than you'd expect. Highs in the 40s and rain is in the forecast. Looks like all this snow will probably go away. The snow level is about 3,300 feet for Monday and 2,800 feet for Tuesday as it starts to cool off, but that's the forecast. And let's see, we talked a little bit about the Super Bowl. Anything else to say about that? What do you make for the big game? What's your contribution to the table? Anything? No, nothing. You just go and chow down. Okay.
Yeah. I don't follow football closely. I like the food and the commercials
camaraderie.
Are you taking any food?
Are you going to make anything?
I probably will just show up at this point.
Okay.
I'm not prepared.
Are you going to make anything, Carrie?
Traditionally, I make like a jalapeno popper dip.
Mm-hmm.
It's with cream cheese and mayonnaise and green chilies and jalapenos and then a crust of Parmesan, olive oil, and panko. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, with Fritos.
Uh-huh.
Yummy.
Okay. I'm inspired.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll eat anything, kind of junk food. I'm down with it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm making yet, but I'm figuring it out. I think I do have to make something. Somebody mentioned something about making some soft pretzels, but that seems pretty ambitious.
Oh.
We'll see. Okay. Shall we? And look who it is. Look who's coming through the door right now.
Mr. Gunter.
As stated.
Yes. The
coffee.
With coffee. What a guy.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Paul Gunter is here.
See you later.
Paul Gunter, with a cup of coffee for the host, even. Why, thank you very much.
I didn't bring enough for the whole class, though. Sorry, guys.
Thanks for bringing me
one.
What
kind of a teacher are you?
Yeah, teacher's pet, we can tell.
Yeah.
Totally.
Paul is the education and the... what's the other part of your job besides education?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Uh-huh. The production manager.
Production manager.
That's me.
At the festival at Sandpoint. And now the gang's all here. Dara, Paul, what news since last you were in this studio? What's happened in the last month
or so?
Gosh,
it just seems like
here?
Mere weeks ago.
So
I know.
Many things.
I saw the big press release go out that you have decided what's going to be the last concert, the grand finale for this year.
We're starting backward this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. How to Train Your Dragon Part 2.
It's a very good place to start.
Okay, so it's the grand finale is a, it's always been, and historically, and since time immemorial, it's been a classical concert of some kind, a symphonic performance.
As the festival progressed through the years, mm-hmm. it was the way to keep a tie to the origins of the organization and the concert mm-hmm. series. Which originally was just three nights of symphonic music mm-hmm. under the stars.
That's pretty cool.
At Memorial Field. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we have one.
And
but it's a really fun one.
Yes. And this year it's especially fun. You've got an animated movie that will play, and then the orchestra. Yeah, not the band. the orchestra will play the theme to go with it.
They'll play the soundtrack live. Yeah.
Cool.
So the movie plays on the big screen, mm-hmm. the dialogue plays through the PA system, and then mm-hmm. the orchestra also, of course, through the PA system, but yeah. is live.
Cool. The movie How to Train Your Dragon 2, have you guys seen it? I haven't seen it.
No.
I have.
Okay.
Mostly good. Because we did How to Train Your Dragon 1.
Okay.
As a movie in concert 2 seasons ago.
Uh-huh.
And then that became a favorite in my household with 2 little ones. And then we went down the series, and then there's all kinds of different shows. Now there's a live action version of the first movie. There's a lot to check out.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I knew there was a live action version.
As of, 2025.
This is
pretty
new.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
the soundtrack, if you never really pay attention to it because, you know, you're watching dragons and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's intense.
This is, okay, let me ask you a couple questions about this.
Please do.
Let's
jam.
And I don't know if you're going to know the answers or not.
I'll make them up if I don't.
You probably do.
With authority, we will believe.
That's right.
How do they do it? How does the orchestra know to play at just exactly the right time? They've all watched the movie a million times. They know, like, the exact line of dialogue. Is that it? They're listening to the dialogue, or do they?
There's the long-standing joke of musicians never watching their conductor.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's he even doing up there? Does it matter? It really matters.
Mm-hmm.
He's watching a screen.
Yeah.
And has a click track and a dialogue track that he's hearing in his ears while he's listening to the orchestra.
Uh-huh.
So he watches this and makes his notes at some point before he even sees the orchestra in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then sends notes to our concertmaster, who puts them out for everybody. They get their music, and they put this whole thing together in 2 rehearsals.
Wow.
Yeah. They play through it twice before they do it live for an audience.
Uh-huh.
And not even in its entirety. They play through it broken up and not in order. And then, yeah.
Do they get to watch the movie while it's happening?
No.
They're facing the crowd.
They're facing the crowd and the back of a really big LED video wall uh-huh. that they can see under.
Uh-huh.
But it's large, and it takes up most of the front of the stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's for the best, I suppose, because I would get distracted.
If it was right behind you,
I was watching it, I would forget. Oh, I have to play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, dragons. Good Lord.
Let's see. Will there be any kind of pyrotechnic component to that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll do a little fireworks show at the end.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Typically, like last year, mm-hmm. we had a more traditional, symphonic show, and we were able to time fireworks to the end of the concert.
Mm-hmm.
They came up and did their bows, replayed mm-hmm. the theme at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We do some pyro,
mm-hmm.
and it's fun. With a movie in concert, we have to follow different movie rights. So instead of being timed to the end of the show, we have to let the credits play for a certain amount of seconds before we can blow stuff up. But, you know, don't run away immediately because there will be fireworks.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And not something I had thought about.
Weird rules you wouldn't think about, but all of a sudden you bring in movie licensing mm-hmm. and it's very specific as to how long it has to be before you can turn on lights, make an announcement, blow up stuff.
So those rights, as far as like picking a movie, I mean, can you pick is it legal to just pick kind of any movie that you want and have a live orchestra play the soundtrack to it? Or is there a set list of movies like these ones have said it's okay, everybody else, that's not fair use of the material?
Well, you have to pay for it, right?
Right, you have to pay
somebody
for it.
Somebody wants...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a contract at some level and somebody wants money for it.
Mm-hmm.
just like any other artist, though, there's different companies that own mm-hmm. the rights to different catalogs. In this case, it's catalogs of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the music rights sometimes are packaged with that and sometimes aren't mm-hmm. because the music can be performed separately without the movie being played in any capacity.
Yeah.
So that's owned by a different company or a different branch of the same company sometimes. So depending on the movie, you're dealing with 1 to 3 different entities just mm-hmm. to get it on the air, which is not impossible. But depending on the movie, there are sometimes more steps. And some movies that are series especially, if you want to do Harry Potter, you do all of Harry Potter. And it's contracted as to how many months you have between the first one and the last one. And you have to do all of them in a certain time period.
Yeah. Mm.
Star Wars is that way. You can buy blocks of that, but you have to do a certain amount.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you just can't go to the video store and pick up a CD and then pop it in your machine?
No. Not really. No. But once you start looking around to see what's available, it's surprising what's out there. Because I wouldn't have thought of like The Princess Bride. The first one we did.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is beautiful.
It is. That is a great soundtrack. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Money for nothing.
This is a return of the movie and concert experience. Last year you didn't do this.
Correct.
For the previous 2 years you had. Can we say this is backed by popular demand or what?
Absolutely.
What brings it back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was fun and very new the first year, and a lot of people, until they were in there and started to realize what was happening, weren't quite sure of the concept. Mm-hmm. Like, are we watching a silent movie? Is it just going to be a picture of, like, the logo? And then they're going to play songs from the movie? Is Inigo Montoya just going to be up there sword fighting the whole time?
Yeah.
Not a bad experience, obviously. Great show.
That would be fine.
But it makes more sense when it's the whole movie.
Yeah.
And the second year when we did How to Train Your Dragon, the first movie, it was very well received.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that just in numbers of people that came to a grand finale concert. Usually we average within 200 tickets of... whatever it is that we sell, individual tickets for that show.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't vary very much in that. And when we had our second movie in concert, we sold a lot more tickets all of a sudden. And lots of families came, which was really cool. And trying to get that family experience and hold on to some of that.
Connecting the kids, you know, it's a new fun way to introduce those younger listeners to symphonic music. And then they start to hear that these musical scores are in all the movies that they watch, and you can kind of start to hear for them, and it just keeps symphonic music in younger kids' heads, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasia for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fantasia's scarier than people remember, I think.
Not a lot of dialogue, but it would be a good movie in concert.
That would be, Then tell us who else is playing during this concert series. Go through the whole list. Who else is playing that during the concert series? Go ahead.
Our poster contest did just close on the 2nd. Yes. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. Okay.
I thought I might trick you into revealing it here.
Stay
on the
tuned.
Series.
No.
Okay. That's the only one that's
another
announced
announcement
so
coming
far.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, is there?
There okay. is. There's one on the way. So
okay.
Stay tuned. Not only to this great radio show on KRFY Community Radio, but on all the festival's socials, festivalatsandpoint.com, call the office, 208-265-4554.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get on the mailing list.
Mm-hmm. Get on the mailing list.
But right now, there's only that one concert announced.
Officially, at this point.
Announced. There will be, it's 7 nights of music this year?
No. 8
nights of music.
Yeah. Starting
July
30th. Thursday, July the 30th will be our first concert.
Okay. And there will soon be an announcement of one of those other big, huge shows. Okay.
Stay tuned.
Can't wait. Let's bring our friend Dara into the conversation here a little bit. What what has been happening in your office
In the community engagement world?
Yes,
volunteers is really where I'm living these days. We just opened our volunteer applications up for those 300 plus positions that we need to get us through the concert. That could be volunteering at the merchandise booth, the bar, the first aid tent, the volunteer tent, all kinds of stuff like that. So I've been working on what that looks like for our volunteers, getting them organized, getting them departments, shifts, staffed, and that kind of stuff. So it's been really nice. It's really nice to see all the volunteer applications come in, and I recognize certain names and see returners from before and start to figure out who should go where. It's really fun, actually.
Well, okay.
And then I saw solicitation for board members, too.
Yes. We are currently doing, not we, but the board members are currently doing some board interviews. The goal is to grow our board. Right now, it's a little bit small because of the nature of roll-offs, how long your terms are. And so we found ourselves in need of some fresh board members. So we put out a call, and quite a few people answered that call, actually. And so we've had board member interviews happening, I think, every day this week at the office. So hopefully we can find some really great new, we really want to diversify those brilliant minds that are leading our organization. Somebody that has really good experience in marketing, or maybe really good experience in, you know, whatever skill you have that you think we could benefit from. We want to hear from you and see if you might be a good fit for us.
And it's pretty much a working board, too, isn't it? It's not just sitting there and going, yay, nay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're all very active.
Yes.
Like Dara was just saying, we're searching for people that have expertise in areas that we don't currently have covered on our board.
I'd love to see a board member come into the radio station with me and Paul one of these days. That's my hope.
That'd be fun.
Is that we find a really, you know, community-oriented, loves to talk person to come sit in here and hear some different voices representing the festival. I think that would be really great.
And then what's the status of your ED? Do you have a new one in the wings or interviewing or?
A little bit of restructuring there also. It's been a busy few months at the festival. Right now we have two co-directors that have stepped up in sort of their roles and responsibilities, and we've shifted things around internally, and we'll be adding a third director position. So we'll have more of a director suite instead of a traditional executive director setup.
Okay.
So under the direction of the board and a group we've been working with, that was the decision there. So that job is currently being developed and refined as we go and move forward each day. But that should be up soon. But we will be looking for a person there as well and hiring for another director position.
Well, we're talking to Paul and Dara from the Festival at Sandpoint about the upcoming 2026 concert series, which is July 30th through August 8th.
9th.
9th. Yep.
Yep.
August 9th.
Mm-hmm. Sunday the 9th.
It's right there. I'm looking at your website. It is only so far announced act is the Symphony at the End, which will be a live orchestra performing the soundtrack along with the movie How to Train Your Dragon 2. Volunteer applications are now open
at festivalofsandpoint.com.
Okay.
Yeah. We also do Cheers Volunteers, which is our wine tasting event that's right before the grand finale. So we get a lot of vendors, a lot of beer, wine, non-alcoholic spirits, drink vendors to come in, pour for our guests. It's a little add-on of a ticket. And so we're also looking for volunteers that want to come pour wine, pour beer. And then you get to stick around and enjoy the festival. So it's another fun volunteer opportunity.
You can choose to wear the little arm towel or not. It's not a requirement. So, yeah, if you're into it, we're all for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If not, yeah, no beef. Yeah.
That one, I'm guessing you've got a certain age requirement for.
You do need to be 19 to handle alcohol.
Okay. What about the other volunteer positions? Is there a?
There is not a set age limit. It's kind of, you know, we might have a 12-year-old. Last year, I think we had brothers that were 10 and 12, and they were line ambassadors. And so they walked through the park talking to people, letting them know, answering questions, kind of orienting them to the field and where to go and stuff like that. And they just did it for, I think, 2 weeks. They had a great time. So it just depends on what role we need. We can kind of fit different people into different places. Mm-hmm. Merchandise is another thing that we can hire some younger kids for, to help with counting all the t-shirts and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty flexible on age,
yeah,
for most of it.
A lot of people have been volunteering for years and years at, mm-hmm, the festival. How many kind of new slots do you anticipate you kind of plan for every year? How many, you know, what's the ratio of like people who've done this again and again? And
we have a lot of returning, a lot of returning. This is my first year taking on the role of volunteer organization. So last, mm-hmm, year I just sort of watched and learned, and a lot of people came in, they told me what to do. I didn't have any idea. So they, mm-hmm, once you know your role, you're pretty into it. Our bartender volunteers, they show up, they come in, they go back to the bar and they just start working. That's a really busy shift to do. So I don't have a lot to do with them, but, and then our merchandise, our first aid, and then we have our festival street, which is a little bit different because those volunteers are sort of attached to those Burger Doc, Evans Brothers, different groups that come in, and they kind of staff their own booths. Mm-hmm. So if you want to volunteer in Festival Street, you just need to find a vendor that's slinging some tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Festival Street is the row of restaurants or the, mm-hmm, the food options available to the concert goers, which last year was located like behind the bleachers.
Yes.
We actually pop out of the west side of the park there, yeah, and annex part of Lakeview Park.
Yeah.
Between the grandstands and the tennis court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. You doing that again?
We are. Due to the AstroTurf,
yeah,
it's easier,
aha,
to meet all the requirements to do it out there rather than to do it on the AstroTurf.
Right.
And it opens up a little bit more seating and walking, yeah, area on that side of the field for security. Our security companies love it when we work with the police department to develop our new security and evacuation, mm-hmm, plans, not having a giant wall of food booths right there in the case of like a weather evacuation is very handy. So,
mm-hmm. Well, lots more to talk about. We got to talk about the scholarships. We have to talk about an event coming up in the middle of this month. In fact, only, 10 to 12 days from now.
Oh, my goodness.
The Little Live Radio Hour comes back. I'm going to say stay tuned. Paul and I will give you a little preview of the Little Live Radio Hour when we return from a brief musical break. On this date in music history.
Oh, yes.
Ready? In the year, this is a different one than the kind of facts that we usually throw out for music history, but I thought this was kind of cool. In 2016, 10 years ago, a new species of black tarantula that lives near Folsom Prison, California, was named after, guess who?
Johnny Cash.
Correct.
Has to be.
Aphonopelma Johnny Cashi was among...
It's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
14 new tarantula species from the southern United States, which were described by biologists in the journal Zoo Keys. So it was on this date that Johnny Cash had a spider named after him. It is a black spider. And
have they recorded any sounds of this spider yet?
Good. That's a good question. I'm going to look that up. We'll find out when we return from the break. Here's Johnny Cash with an appropriate tune, Man in Black. Back in a minute, talking festival and Little Live Radio Hour after this.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see
Johnny Cash,
colors on my
Man in Black. All right.
That spider sounds exactly like Johnny Cash. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Wow. Let's see here. We are in the studio. You're listening to the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Jack. That's Carrie. And we're here with Paul Gunter and Derek Collison from the festival at Sandpoint. And We have more to talk about the festival organization itself. We got to talk scholarships. We got to talk, you know, other opportunities for listeners to get involved and benefit from the festival's presence here in town. But right now, I think we better talk a little bit about what's coming up on February 17th. A little collaboration.
Oh, man. Yes.
A collab.
How many years of this show does this make now?
By my count, we're kicking off the fourth, would we say, season of the Little Live Radio Hour.
Season is great.
Series, yeah. Season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This will be the fourth year of our live radio show that we do on with real live musicians and live and in person. At,
not AI.
No.
Yeah.
Not AI.
This is real live.
No pausing to edit, not live to tape and then play back for you. No, this is real live radio hour. It's the Little Live Radio Hour. That's what I meant to say. And it is on February 17th, which is Tuesday. Happens to be right in the middle of the Winter Carnival.
The Winter Carnival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's our little contribution to the Winter Carnival.
Kicks off on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. That means it'll snow, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right.
Probably.
Yeah. And hey, Valentine. That means Valentine's Day is a Saturday mm-hmm. this year. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it is. That's a big deal. The Little Live Radio Hour, though, is on Tuesday nights, and we do a monthly concert. It'll be the third Tuesday of the month, every month, now through October.
Beautiful.
And we are, it's at 7 o'clock at night. It airs on these airwaves or streams, stream.krfy.org. However you're listening to the radio right now, you can listen to it, at that time as well.
What if,
uh-huh.
Now stick with me here.
Yes.
I know it's like a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
What if I want to be there in person?
Well, Paul, if you want to be there in person, you come on down to our brand new venue, The Hive. We're doing it at The Hive.
Time out. I used to be on the other side of the street uh-huh. when I would go. Where are we now? The Hive?
The Hive.
You're talking downtown Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yes.
Sandpoint's premier concert venue.
Yeah.
The Hive?
In just a moment, I will tell you the address of The Hive, but it's on First Avenue. It's 207 First Avenue in Sandpoint, Idaho. Yes, it is a... It's going to kind of allow us to stretch out a little bit. But this series, we've done it now for 3 successful years in the Little Panada Theater. A lot of fun over there in the Little Panada.
So many memories.
We got pretty loud once or twice in the Little Panada and kind of felt the limitations of performing in a tight little spot like that.
There were a couple where we, mm-hmm. yeah, we had lots of cross frequencies bouncing around in that room.
Uh-huh. That was more of a problem for you than for I. I just get to stand there and hold a microphone and every once in a while, you know, say something silly. But, yeah, Paul is the whiz behind the mixing board who makes it all sound pretty good over the airwaves. And our musicians this month will be none other than Josh Hedlund and Justin Landis, Little Wolf.
Little Wolf.
They've got a brand new EP out, and they are going to perform for us from 7 to 8 p.m. on
a little
Tuesday.
Little history there with them specifically for this show as well, right?
Yes, they were, I believe, they were the very first group that we had perform for the Little Live Radio Hour.
For an official Little Live Radio Hour, that's right.
Yep, and so there's a certain... A nice little echo of the past to have them back.
I think
back
this will make them a record holder now as well.
They will have performed twice.
Performed group on the show.
They'll have done it twice now. Yeah, I think you're right.
Are you going to have an award ceremony?
I think this makes three, does it not?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we'll do an award ceremony makes sense. For mm-hmm. Justin, definitely, because he's performed a solo.
Solo, yeah.
And... Mm-hmm. I don't know if they did it another time as a group or not, but they've been, yeah. We will. There will be some sort of awards presentation.
We don't know if it'll be like a medal mm-hmm. or a sash or a trophy yet, but mm-hmm. we've got a few days.
Well, and jackets, people should dress accordingly.
Probably. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, no, this is going to be a top
maybe
drawer
a red
event.
Carpet, I don't know.
A yeah. little roll, yeah.
Yeah. And we're working on the rest of the show. It's the focus is on music. It'll be the music of Little Wolf, including some of their very new stuff and some familiar favorites. There'll be some conversation worked into the show. I'll try to ask them intelligent questions about the songwriting and performing process. And
especially for this new EP.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Have they done the release party for that yet, or is that still to come this weekend?
That's this weekend at the Poor Authority. If you want to go see them in advance of that radio show, you can catch them at the Poor Authority, I think, on Saturday the 7th. Nice. Worth seeing them twice. Because we have other things that we try to throw into the radio show that for some other entertainment for those who are tuned in and those who
and
want
to come in
person.
How much does it cost to come to this radio show?
Paul, I tell you, it is a free event.
What?
Believe it or not, costs you nothing to come and see it. Same price as if you want to tune in and listen on the air.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The Hive will be open with all of its amenities available to you, and that includes a full-service bar. So you can come on down and have yourself a beverage and enjoy a radio show.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be good. And we're excited to do it. I think Josh and Justin are excited to do it. And I don't know.
I'm excited to partner with the Hive.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited for it? Yeah.
What time is that again? Let me add it to my calendar here.
7:00. 7:00. Tuesday, February 17th.
Doors open at 6:30.
We have that in our phone. Is it 6:30?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that's right. I think
if it's not 6:30, it's before that. So if you come at 6:30, the doors will be open.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be there, and yes, come at 6:30. Come on in, and we'll put on our little show for you.
The first one at the new venue.
That'll be, and this is an opportunity for you to say, I was there for that first one.
I was there for the first one. If you mm-hmm. haven't ever made it to a show at the Hive, this is a great first way.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're not in the dancing mood. This one's going to be pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So this is 21 and over because of the bar.
Because of the bar, wait, what's the rule though? But they have food there, so I think you
the
can.
The Hive drink. Has recently changed to a multi-use venue liquor mm-hmm. license. There's an actual name for that. This is an all-ages
family-friendly
event. Mm-hmm.
Very mm-hmm. good.
Yeah. Yep. So there is, yes, the bar is open, but
the
you
bar
can
is
bring,
open, yes.
Yes, but you can bring minors as well.
Younger
if you have,
music fans.
If mm-hmm. you have those who want to come see. Yep. And it's a 1 hour show, but we're going to try to make it fun for you to stick around afterwards as well. Though we'll broadcast from 7 to 8, and then who knows, we may stick around and jam. Certainly, we'll play music.
See if we can talk them into a couple
socialize and
encore
stuff.
Tracks.
I think that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, worth it for you to actually come down and see the show rather than just listen on the radio. But that's the Little Live Radio Hour, February 17th. It'll also be the 17th of March because of the way the month works. Tuesday the 17th, we'll do something for St. Patrick's Day.
That is
uh-huh.
on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Stay tuned,
and
people.
And so will the March 17th, I know I'm getting ahead of us here, but will that also be at the Hive?
Correct.
The
ooh,
new yeah. the new venue, awesome. The new home for the show.
This love is the it. Home for 2026.
Yeah, big yep. shout out to the Hive, absolutely, for taking this on and, yeah.
Yeah.
Giving us a new home.
Mac Dival of the Hive has spot. Been, yeah, he's been a great, easy to work with, great partner for this event. So we're excited to do it there. I've never performed, I mean, been part of any kind of performance at the Hive. So this is exciting.
So does the quality of the sound system translate over the airways? Is it, can we appreciate the quality of the sound system there?
I believe that you will. Yeah, Paul, you did a great job of making it sound great at the Little Theater as well. But you had to be careful, I think, about where things were positioned and, I don't know.
Right. For most shows, we wouldn't set up separate microphones for live and radio broadcast. So whatever we were using, we were mm-hmm. using, and we had to make it work kind of for both. always with the idea that it's a radio show first, and then we make it sound as good as we can in the room, which for some things in the little theater is easy. If it's a single person with an acoustic guitar, not hard, but a couple times when we did have full bands in there, we had drummers behind the plexiglass and the whole thing, and it was there were some that were more challenging than others, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, just moving over to the Hive, having the space and the physical space for sound waves to physically go farther is going to change kind of our whole operation a lot. And in just in quality of gear, it will definitely translate.
Yeah. And yeah, do me a favor and come out and see that one live, because we want to see what it sounds like with a big, you know, live audience, too. I think that see how that translates over the air. This will be a chance for us to have a larger audience, and I think that that will add something fun to the show. So that's a personal appeal from I, the host, to come down and see it live, not just listen on the air in this case, if you have the means.
I know it doesn't sound like it, but he's literally on his knees begging right now, you guys.
I am. Okay, that's our event, the Little Live Radio Hour. It's February 17th. We're talking about the festival at Sandpoint. Yet more, though. There's more going on at the festival at Sandpoint. I'm looking over your shoulder here, Dara, at the talking points. We've got some scholarships. Are those... That window has closed now? No.
That window just opened.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like closing, but... Upside down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that that window is now open for scholarships that the Festival of Sandpoint gives out to those musically inclined students in North Idaho.
And we're branching out a little bit. Let's start with the newest one.
So our newest scholarship is super cool. It's called the Music Appreciation Scholarship. It is a $1,000 scholarship. Oh, thank you, sir. Wow. Look at that.
You're welcome, ma'am.
It's a little dangly there. It's a $1,000 scholarship. We are offering one to a student from Bonners Ferry High School, one to a student from Sandpoint High School, and one to a student from Priest River High School. So a lot of our scholarships, we get a few Bonners Ferry applicants, but we've never really hit that Priest River area. And so we're really actively trying to get this scholarship out to those kids over there. And so it's a really fun concept. It's fill out a postcard. We have a bunch of blank postcards. They will soon to be at all the counseling office in those three schools. But it's basically a blank postcard. You have the whole front and half of the back to let us know how music has impacted your life. That could be writing out song lyrics. It could be a picture that you drew. It could be a collage of musical pictures from a magazine. You can do whatever your creative heart desires and then mail it or drop it off at the Festival at Sandpoint offices. And then we will select the best one that speaks to us the most, and then that student will get awarded $1,000 for continuing education.
Wow.
We have a really amazing sponsor that gave us a good donation so that we are able to do this year. So it's, and the postcard was their idea. They want to keep it simple. They want it to be appealing to these teenagers. We all know that I think everybody's attention span these days is shorter. And so sometimes those applications can be a little onerous and a little time consuming. Sometimes the idea of singing a song in front of people or performing music in front of people can be a little intimidating. And so we want to remove those barriers.
I was just going to say those exact words, the way they said, removing all the barriers
to
get more kids to apply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we're focusing on this year. I think the scholarship application, the actual digital application copy is, you can find that in all the counseling offices of the high school. And then maybe today or tomorrow, I will actually be able to get
them. Festivalatsandpoint.com.
Yes. Yes. So, and I think those are not due until April.
They all close on April 10th.
Yeah.
Okay. Scholarships?
The other scholarships are scholarships we've had, a couple we've had for a very long time. Mm-hmm. The Instrumental Excellence Award was one of the first scholarships ever offered by the Festival at Sandpoint. And our current concertmaster for our Festival at Sandpoint Orchestra, going back to our grand finale concert, was our first scholarship winner back in the day.
Whoa.
The now doctor, Jason Moody.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's cool. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Huh. And he's still over in Spokane teaching and working a lot with the education programs for the Spokane Symphony now. So he's doing a lot of bigger versions of some of the stuff we're doing here in Sandpoint and getting so many kids involved in classical music through their education programs directly with schools and all kinds of other things and scholarships, much like ours. And, you know, of course, we like to say we take all the credit for that because he won the first festival scholarship.
But, all the credit.
But that is for an instrumentalist who's focusing on continuing their education in instrumental music. Mm-hmm. It can be any high schooler can apply. But we do give preference to graduating seniors who are continuing in an instrument. And all the requirements for the audition and what you need to submit are all part of the application that you can find on our website or through any of the counseling offices at Bonners Ferry High School, Priest River High School, or any of the Lake Pend'Oreille District high schools, Sandpoint High, the Alternative High School, and Clark Fork.
Well, okay. Uh-huh. Cool.
Along those same lines, we have a vocal scholarship.
Yes.
Same idea, but for vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain requirements for the submission, and then if you are selected to come in and do an audition, there's other requirements that you can find with part of that application. Both of those are $2,500 scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one that was started years ago that the festival now has officially taken on. That hits a lot of people in Sandpoint, the Charlie Packard Memorial Songwriting Scholarship, which is a really cool one that focuses on young people getting into music and creating their own music.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the applicants we've had so far are singer-songwriters that have written songs and performed them themselves. But to remove another barrier, we do allow somebody else to perform your song that you've written. If that is a barrier for people to come in and do that audition portion, it is just a songwriting scholarship. So there are ways to submit either recorded version or things like that. So we just encourage people to check out all of those because we want to give you money to go to school.
We want to give you money.
Well, that is very cool. And April 10th is the closing date for all of those. If you're a high school student, high school senior, especially looking for continuing your education in the musical arts.
Charlie Packard was actually the officiant at my wedding back in 2009.
I didn't live here. We came home for a destination wedding and he married us at the Top of Schweitzer. Such a cool guy. He wrote a nice little poem, and I don't remember any of it, but it was a really special day.
Kind of a blur in the moment.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I hear it was great.
It's beautiful.
I wonder how many people in Sandpoint can say exactly that.
I think I'm part of a big group. We should start a club. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to ask one question about how you make kids aware of those scholarship opportunities. You know, do you put like ads in the...
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that question. Go to the music classes
and talk about it.
So the
Teen Beat.
We do lean kind of heavily on the counseling offices and the schools to make sure that when they're working with their kids that are looking for scholarships, that ours are part of that selection process. But for like this music appreciation scholarship with the postcard that we is new this year, one of the elements of that is a very heavy social marketing presence to get it out where the kids are. You know, you have to get in front of the people you need. And so social media these days is really the best way to do that. So we, once this is sort of packaged together and the postcards are at the schools, then we will begin a really heavy social media marketing program at them to get that to them. So hopefully that will bring more awareness to that program.
Right. Because there may be those non-traditional students who are not particularly connected to counseling because they're not going to a four-year college or a two-year college.
Right. I was the exact same when I was in high school. I didn't know about any of these scholarships. No. I wasn't in that zone, and I was a little too late to the game. Mm-hmm. And so, but all the kids are on social media. So we're really going to try that angle this year.
And being Sandpoint, we have direct connections to a lot of teachers in the schools, which is great. Mm-hmm. So we can have English teachers, science teachers, everybody kind of hit kids on all fronts and say, did you know about this scholarship? Because it doesn't have to be somebody that's in music. It doesn't have to be somebody that's continuing education in music performance or music education or music of any kind. It's open to anyone.
You can just tell us, you know, maybe you were going through a rough time and you had this certain song that really kind of helped you through, and write us a little note. Tell us about that. So that's really kind of what we're looking for on this scholarship, kind of out of the box.
So they may be in the bell choir at the Presbyterian Church, you know.
Man, talk about a throwback.
We were in the bell choir together at the Presbyterian
Church. True story. That'll be for next week's radio show.
Bring the bells.
We'll grab a set and we'll throw down some old.
I think that'd be great.
I'll have to pull out. I did some arrangements for the handbell quartet in those years. And I wrote a pretty great handbell version of Eye of the Tiger. Didn't wrote a riff, but you know, I probably have it somewhere. I'll dig it up.
Recorded.
How did the congregation take that one?
They loved it.
Yeah, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Especially when you bump, bump, bump on you, like do a little, it's called like a, what is it? The thing where you stomp it and then you lift it. There's a name for it.
Remember
the
name
we'll have to get back into it.
Yeah. Great for Good Friday.
Another program for the festival.
It's not a very technical name. I think it's like a thump lift, isn't you know, it's
Anything else on your as we draw as our hour draws to a close?
We've barely even talked about handbells. How are we out of time?
Was there anything important in your three double sided page?
I know
list
Sienna
of talking
is
points?
Amazing at her job. No, I think we kind of covered the main things here. Mm-hmm. The volunteers.
Do we have
and the
something else that closes this month? Any other applications that close?
I can look at your calendar. Let's see here.
I don't have that on my notes, but I'm going to... Will you look at the calendar, Mr. Peterson?
I'm going to look at the calendar.
We currently, I believe, still have some production crew application open on our website. And those are for anybody. No, you know, you could be 14 and up to come help produce the concert series with us at Memorial Field. It's about a three-week job. Mm. You're moving chairs, tables, setting up tents, setting up that Festival Street area, kind of delineating how we're going to organize the field for the concerts. And so we have a pretty big crew of production people that come and help do that. And it is a paid position. Mm-hmm. It's different than the volunteer position. So we are, those are open. I think they will be closing this month.
Okay. When I look at February, I see that the poster contest has officially closed.
Officially gone.
Okay. How many applicants did you get?
I'm not sure. Half a dozen, probably.
Okay.
Close to. And then
Plus whoever submitted digitally.
Yes, plus whoever submitted digitally. And then we judge those next week. So we should have a winner announced here in the next couple weeks on who that's going to be.
Cool.
And that's always really, really fun to do.
But you got to stay tuned for a while to see that artwork.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That won't be available for a bit.
The vendor applications are due on the 11th of February.
Yes, for the Festival Street food vendor applications, yes.
And then you've got the Little Live Radio Hour on Tuesday, the 17th.
Yes.
And on this day in history.
My dear, dear friend was born.
Ringo Starr.
Ah.
For his first gig with the Beatles.
Oh,
filling
interesting.
Filling in for Pete Best.
What?
At the Kingsway Club. There you go.
That's a...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's notable.
Notable.
61? Two?
Somewhere back there. They were little babies.
Yeah. Dara, are you coming to the concert on Tuesday? You coming
I
to the
sure
radio
am.
Show?
I just put it in my calendar.
Well, there
so
you
you'll
go.
See me live in person.
There's another reason to come.
Yeah.
Oh, we also didn't talk about Black Swan, but again, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
We are basically out of time. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Dara, from the
Absolutely.
Festival.
Anytime.
Thanks for having us again.
Carrie, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun.
I learned a lot.
I did too.
Yeah.
We'll tell you more about handbells in the next hour, but you know, yeah. Okay. First probably like bird note or something.
It's time for bird note.
Oh, yes.
You are correct.
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah, on to that. And thanks for listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. Oh, I will mention we're here for the news tomorrow. Find out what happened at the city council meeting last night. We can spoil it, I guess. The RV park went through, right?
Six to zero.
Good.
Okay.
Good job.
6-0.
Yeah. And the... bird note's coming up next, but we'll talk more about that tomorrow on the news. And one thing I want to mention, Monday, February 9th, James Benoit will be in here doing the regular reggae show at 8 o'clock, but he's celebrating Bob Marley's birthday,
ooh,
which is February 12th.
Ooh.
Special program.
Special show.
Special edition.
Tune in.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Bird note. Thanks for listening, everybody.